If we may start, Jenny, please.
Can I speak, maybe? Good morning. Welcome, everybody. So part of our message this morning is looking at unity, and also in Ephesians 4, it does talk about our foundation, one faith, one baptism, all that we have in common in Christ. So we're going to start with, I'll pray first, but we're going to start in a minute with the church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, our Lord. So Jesus, Lord, we thank you for being here this morning. We thank you for this wonderful place that we can come and worship you in. We thank you that we are united together in you, Jesus. So we come to worship you this morning, Lord, and we thank you for wonderful praise songs that we can praise and worship you with. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. He is
So just before we sing Come People of the Risen King, which of course in the chorus sings about one heart and one voice, we do that together. But I just wanted to think about Rita up in Suffolk/Norfolk for Georgia and Ollie's wedding. Apparently it was a wonderful day yesterday. And we think of us as one family. It's good to know that she's having a wonderful time up there. And we give our congratulations from the Willows Community Church. So we're going to sing Come People of the Risen King.
Thank you.
As we come to prayer this morning, can I just bring your attention to these little cards, requests for prayer. If you have someone that you want us especially to pray for, you just put their name and what the problem is or the need for prayer, and we will be glad to A, put it on the sheet if that's what you want, or to make sure that we pray anyway as a church. So there's that, if you would like it. Let us come to the Lord in believing prayer. Let us pray. How wonderful it is, O Lord, that we can come to you at any time, in any place, and you are always ready to receive our prayers. We thank you for the way that you've answered prayers. We thank you for the wonderful things that you have achieved. And Lord, this morning, we want to pray for your church throughout the world. What a wonderful opportunity we have in sharing the truth of the gospel, the truth that Jesus gave his life for us. He came to bring us salvation. What a wonderful sacrifice Jesus made on our behalf. And as we thank you, Lord, we also want to offer our lives in your service. Take us, Lord. Use us in whatever way you would. We pray for the future of the church here, Lord. We don't know what's going to happen about the proposed base, but Lord, we know that you will give all the answers that are required. And so we leave that matter with you, Lord, and ask that whatever happens will be in accordance with your will. We pray for leaders in the world. We pray for all people who serve you, for all people who are in places of authority. Give them your wisdom, Lord, we pray. We pray for all people in need. And we thank you, Lord, for the tremendous number of organizations and individuals that are there caring for people. Oh Lord, we thank you. And we pray, Lord, that those who are homeless will find homes. We pray that those who are out of work will find jobs. We pray that those who are lonely will find companion. We pray for those who are sick, that they may know your healing. Lord, there are many needs, but you know about them. And you know the people who are in need. And you know the people who are seeking to answer all of these problems. And we thank you, Lord, that we know we can rely on you because you are the one who loves us. You love each one of us. You love all people. And it is not your will that anybody should be lost, but that all should be saved. So, Lord, we thank you for the tremendous work that is being done in the world today. And we pray, Lord, that more and more people will come to know you and realize who you are and what you do. So, Lord, be with us. be now with Rita, as soon she will be making her way back home. We thank you for the wedding and for all that has happened. We pray for Stuart. Oh Lord, it must be very hard for him. He loved coming here Sunday after Sunday. He loved serving you. Lord, be his great companion. Help him, Lord, to find your peace. We commend him to you, Lord, and we ask that he will be able to rejoice because he still has that faith in you. And we praise you for that, Lord. We pray for each one gathered here, Lord. You know us. You love us. You were with us yesterday. You're with us today. And you will be with us tomorrow. What a wonderful God you are. And we ask, Lord, that you would help us, that we might truly offer our lives in your service, that we might listen to your call, that we might obey what you require of us rather than what we want to do. So, Lord, we offer ourselves to you, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be your true ambassadors. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let's pray together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us, Lord, not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom.
Amen. Now you may feel that it's rather strange that in the middle of a service.
So this needs no introduction. Let there be love shared among us.
Now we come to our Bible reading, and it's a great pleasure to have Jean back with us, and she's going to do the reading. Thank you, Jean.
Bible reading this morning is taken from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 to 16. unity and maturity in the body of Christ. As a prisoner for the Lord, then, I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ apportioned it. This is why it says, when he ascended on high, he took many captives and gave gifts to his people. What does he ascended mean, except that he also descended to the lower earthly regions? He who descended is the very one who ascended higher than all the heavens in order to fill the whole universe. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors and teachers to equip his people for works of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. Then we will no longer be infants, tossed back and forth by the waves and blown here and there by every wind of teaching and by the cunning and craftiness of people in their deceitful scheming. Instead, speaking the truth in love, we will grow to become in every respect the mature body of him who is the head, that is, Christ. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work.
Thank you very much. Back to Ginny.
So we're going to say, if you are encouraged in our union with Christ. So we're actually going to have Graham Kendrick singing to us in the background on this one.
in a union with Christ, and it plants the relationally with love. That should walk the virgin in the spirit of the Lord. It is how you make my joy complete.
Title to the message, Let Us Be United. I've got four short points for you. Number one, looking at verses 1 to 3 of Ephesians 4, the grace of unity. The grace of unity. Unity is not uniformity. Unity comes from within and is a spiritual grace, whilst uniformity is the result of pressure from without. That's quite a difference. If we are going to preserve the unity of the Spirit, we must possess these necessary Christian graces, and here they are. Be humble, be gentle, be patient, be tolerant, love all, stick at it, be at peace. The grace of unity. And looking at verses 4 to 6, number 2, there is the ground of unity. Unity based on anything other than Bible truth is standing on a very shaky foundation. One body, one spirit, one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. And verse 15 reminds us that he is the head of the church. One God and Father of us all. And number 3, verses 7 to 11, we have the gifts of unity. In these verses, we see that God has given every believer at least one gift each. And listed here are some of them: wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous power, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in tongues, and interpretation of tongues. And in Romans 12, verses 6 to 13, it says, prophecy, serving, teaching, encouraging, contributing, giving leadership, mercy, hospitality. And in Ephesians 4:11, Paul names 5 callings. Callings: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. Now you see a very mixed section there, isn't there? The gifts that are available. And you know, We need to say that one gift is no more important than another. Whether God gives you the gift of teaching, whether God gives you the gift of hospitality, they are both vitally important. And you know, in our home in London, we saw so many people coming into the home. They wanted to come. We wanted them to come. And it's a great gift that God can give you if you have the ability and the room and perhaps even the sacrifice, the cost of hospitality. So it's an important one. Prayer is an important one. Some people have a great gift of prayer. That's a great gift. No one is more important than the other. So the gifts of unity. And finally, number four is the growth of unity. And this is from verses 12 to 16. Evidence of spiritual growth is what? Well, here's four for you. A, Christ-likeness. That shows spiritual growth, doesn't it? Being like Christ. B, stability. How important that is. You know, it's so easy to be wishy-washy. Stability is of utmost importance if unity is to grow among us. The next one is truth. But wait a minute. Truth joined with love. Important. You know, some people can go to someone, they want to share the truth, but they do it like a bull in a china shop. That's not the way. Truth with love is vitally important if together we are going to grow in unity. And the other one, the last one, cooperation. Oh, how important that is. We're talking about unity. So there's got to be cooperation, hasn't there? Not one going one way and another going another way. Oh, no. Cooperation. So finally, let me just share this with you. Love unites. Selfishness divides. So let us encourage and help one another so that all of us may grow to be more like Jesus. Because in him, our true unity lies. So to him and him alone be the glory. Amen. Thank you, Jillian.
So just before we come to communion, we're going to sing this lovely song, another Graham Kendrick, where the chorus says, "O Jesus, we love you, so we gather here. Join our hearts in unity and take away our fear." Sit down.
Jesus, I swear to God, so we gather here, going on in the city.
Taking communion, taking bread and wine in remembrance of all that Jesus has done for us, is surely of vital importance. And I sometimes get a little bit worried that it could appear to be something that's just put on the end of a service. It must be much more than that. I want to share with you first a calling to the table. Come to the table, not because we must, but because we may. Come not because of any goodness of our own gives us a right to come, but because we need mercy and help. Come because Jesus loves us and gave himself for us. Come and meet the risen Christ, for we are his body. Look, here is the table spread out for a feast, bread for breaking, wine poured out for drinking, signs of his love and hospitality, symbols of his life broken, his blood poured out. And so, let us come to the Lord in prayer and be thankful for the great and the wonderful sacrifice that Jesus has made for us. Let us pray. Jesus, we want to look back. We want to see how you were betrayed by a kiss. We want to recall how you were arrested, how you were spat upon, how you were treated so badly. Oh, Jesus, you did all this. You suffered much for us. They hung you on the cross. They ridiculed you. Oh, Lord, all this. Yes, you did it for us. We come and we want to thank you that that was not the end. Because you are who you said you were. You are part of the Godhead. You are God's Son, Father, Son, and Spirit. What a wonderful God we have. And what a wonderful sacrifice we see on the cross of Calvary. And so, Lord, we thank you. And as we come and take bread and wine this morning, we want you to know, Lord, that we do truly do it with thankful hearts in remembrance of all that you achieve. For you're not dead. You are the risen Christ. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord. Amen. So let us take this bread in remembrance that Jesus died for us, and let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving. We eat the bread as it's served. We wait with the wine so that we may all drink together. We recall how Jesus took the cup and he said, "This cup is the new covenant revealed in my blood." Jesus said, "Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me." Do that himself. The blood of Jesus was sacrificed for you and for me. Let us drink with true thankfulness. Lord, we have taken bread and wine into our bodies. Now may these hands be the hands of Christ in the world. May they do no violence. May these eyes see those who are overlooked. May these ears listen to those who are unheard. May these voices be raised for the voiceless. Let our songs of praise be heard. May these feet take us wherever Jesus leads us. And may these hearts and minds be open to your Spirit. Christ has remembered us. May we remember Christ. Amen. Thank you.
So we're going to finish with Lord of the Church, we pray for our renewing. And in that third verse, Lord of the Church, we long for our uniting, true to one calling, by one vision stirred, one cross proclaiming and one creed reciting, one in the truth of Jesus and his word.
Thank you.
Can I just read to you again the last two lines? To praise his glory, risen and ascended, Christ over all, the everlasting King. The pastor that baptized both Eunice and I, the same pastor who married us, started his ministry on the beach in Wales. He hadn't been to college, but he studied while he was in ministry. Eventually, he became the president of the Baptist Union. And we thought, oh dear, because he was a man who perhaps said three words in front of him, not a whole script. And when we looked, when I looked, this is me, and saw what he was going to preach on, it was those very words. To praise his glory, risen and ascended, Christ over all, the everlasting King. He doesn't know this, but I know it. I said to myself, what's he going to get out of that? Well, my gosh, he did. He got a lot out of it. And, you know, sometimes we don't realize the truth of what is in God's word. There we are. Anyway, let us get together and we'll say the grace together.
But we're looking forward to hearing you preach on that, then, Bruce.
May the grace
of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.
Hallelujah. I just remind people next week is the food donation week.
Oh, yours. We're away.
Yeah, it is. The next week, yeah.
When we're away.
Sorry. Oh, no. Just put it on the table.
Yeah, that's why I was
Who sees it? Okay. Well, we see it, and we put it in the back of the service.